Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I remember the first $5 Phyllis and I ever sowed in faith. I can look back now and see that's where we started up. Glory be to God. We had $10 to our name in this world. And we were in a meeting where we heard faith for one of the first times in our life. So we sowed $5 in the offering and went out afterwards and spent the other $5 and bought a tape. And went home. And a lot of folk would have called us fools by letting them money preachers get our last $10 in our name. They didn't ask us for it. But us looking back now can see that's where Keith and Phyllis Moore started to come out of poverty and begin to come up because we had a seed. We had a seed. Then God gave us a bigger seed, and we sowed it, and we had a bigger harvest, and a bigger seed, and a bigger harvest, and a bigger seed, and a bigger harvest. And it just keeps going. 1 Timothy 6, would you go there, please? And I think I can close with this. 1 Timothy 6. Say it out loud, God is good, and He does good. Say this out loud, there's nothing better for me to do in my life than to rejoice and do good. You think it'd be okay for you to get a habit? Huh? Somebody see you and you're going, what's wrong with you? Man, I got to do some good to somebody. I've been 3 days and hadn't given anything away. I need my fix. I got a habit. That's what he said. They got an addiction. And they did it to themselves. They addicted themselves to the service of the saints. How many enjoyed the Lord letting Brother Jesse come and talk about heaven? Have you benefited from that? Have you thought about it again? Over and over. Isn't it wonderful? The Lord honored us by letting him come do that. Thank you, Lord. One thing that stuck with me, he said he saw people he didn't know, and everybody that you saw, the angel, King David, Paul, Jonah, a family he saw going on a picnic, everybody, they always want to know, can we do something for you? What can we do? You want to go with us? Can we do something for you? Does that sound right to you? Does that sound like heaven would be like that? Everybody wants to do something for you. Is that how love is?
Yes.
It's not what you can do for me. It's, what, would you let me do something for you? Would you honor me? Would you privilege me and allow me to bless you? Make me happy. Let me bless you. The Bible said God delights. That's a strong word. God. It's not just anything and everything that excites God. You could pull out the most expensive car in the world and you think God's going to go, wow. You might get excited, but what is it that delights God? He delights in showing mercy, Micah says. When people allow him to do things in their life. Amen. And do things for them. What is mercy? Do things for them they did not deserve. They did not earn. They did not deserve. But they were just had enough faith to believe God was so good that they'd believe he'd do it for them anyhow. They'd messed up. They'd wasted time. They had done wrong things, but they still had enough faith in his mercy that they believed he'd do it for them anyway. And the Bible said it delights him. It delights him. When you got God, the Almighty on the throne going, yes. So make God happy. Let him bless you. And then you're going to, how are you going to get happy? Take a clue from the creator of the heavens and the earth. If this is what does it for him, what do you think is going to make you happy and do it for you? Helping somebody. They don't deserve it. They didn't earn it. They didn't merit it. But still, God is good. He's so good. Where are you? 1 Timothy 6. Verse 17. 1 Timothy 6, 17. Charge them that are rich in this world to get rid of those worldly riches. Huh? Tell them that they cannot be rich and serve God. So that's what Jesus said. Is not. He never said any such a thing. Well, Jesus said you can't be rich and enter the kingdom of God. He did not say it. No such of a thing. He said you cannot trust in your riches. Big difference. Can you have something without trusting in it? Can you have something without putting your faith in it that that's what's going to protect you, keep you, and save you? Can you do good works without believing that that's what's going to save you? Certainly a huge difference between having something or putting your faith in it, trusting it to take care of you. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor what? That's the deal. Don't trust in the uncertain riches, but, in other words, but trust in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Glory. You've heard people say, well, God didn't tell you he'd give you your wants. He just said he'd supply your needs. Well, you don't know the Bible if you say such a thing. He said he'd give you the desires of your heart. And here he says what? Give you richly all things to enjoy. You should have a bunch of stuff at your house that serves no other purpose except you enjoys it. What good is that? I enjoys it. And I got scripture for having it right here. Right here I got scripture for it. He gave it to me to enjoy. So I'm enjoying it. Verse 18. Talking about those that are rich in this world. That they what? That they what? He didn't tell them get rid of all their money. What did he say? Do something good with it. He didn't say get rid of it. He said do something good with it. I know that there are denominations and there are groups that require that their ministers take vows of poverty, but I'm sorry. I'm not okay with that. I'm not talking about for me, I'm talking about for them. I'm not okay with that. It ain't in the Bible. Did you hear me? It misrepresents God. It leaves a wrong impression about him and who he is and what he is. And it cripples people because they live their whole life and do not have the material resources that God intended they have to do good with. He said, we trust in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. He said, tell those that are rich in this world that they do good, that they what? That they be rich in good works. He already said, use wealth, use worldly wealth to win people and to make friends. Use it. How can you use it and you don't have it? How can you use it and you don't have it? But in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, that means to share. Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. That's talking about rich people that did a lot of good things with their riches. Do we have any volunteers in the building tonight to be rich so you can be rich in good works? How many like to underwrite a dozen stations with an hour preaching every week in the Middle East? Huh? How many like to go build a church and pay for it? Central America? Huh? Or Arkansas? Hmm? Huh? That's what the Lord's saying. You know, what are we talking about on Sunday mornings? Anybody remember? Growing up. The Lord said, I'm growing this church up quickly. Can you see it? Kids, all they think about is their toys. Their toys, their games, their playing. But when you grow up, you begin to realize you're not on the planet Earth by yourself. That there are other people around you, right? And if your heart's right and good, you begin to get a desire to do things for other people other than yourself. Can you sense that's what's happening in this church right now? We're growing up, right? We're lifting up our head off of just ourselves and our things, and we're looking around and we're thinking, God, bring that money in and I'll do that. I'll do that for them. Bring that in for me and I'll do that. I'm sowing this seed and I'm claiming this. We're going to sow this. We're going to sow that. We're going to pay off this. We're going to build that. We're going to do this. Is the time short? Yes. Is there a lot of stuff that needs to be done? Yes. And it doesn't need to drag on for 20 years while people talk about we don't have money to do it. Wish we could. If I had it, we'd do it. No, somebody needs to come in, right? With some resources and with a heart and say, let's get this thing done. Let's do it. Let's finish this project. Let's build that thing. Let's pay for it. Let's get it done. Let's get it done. Let's get it done. Let's get it done. Do good works. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me